Let's talk to Carrie Luxom about the restaurant business and the fact that a lot of restaurants are having trouble staffing up. She's the founder and CEO of Restaurant HR Group. Hey, Carrie, welcome to WGN. Thanks for joining us.
Hi, John. Thank you so much for having me.
Why are restaurants having trouble hiring people?
Oh, boy, that's a big question. I think there's a lot of reasons, obviously, coming off of this pandemic. But I will tell you, John, staffing is super, super tough right now. But I've been in this industry for a very long time. I started at Dairy Queen as a teenager. I spent a decade with Potbelly Sandwich Works as the director of HR. And I've owned my own company in HR for the last decade. Staffing issues is not really a new phenomenon. You know, it's something that's definitely happens in the restaurant industry. It happens to be very high right now. But I think, you know, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. I do feel like a number of our clients throughout the country are starting to, you know, there's some that are not seeing any light at the end of the tunnel. But I think people are, you know, due to the pandemic and due to a whole bunch of different things, I think people have reevaluated their lives. And, you know, I think that restaurateurs, you know, the restaurant industry doesn't have the best reputation for being a great place to work or paying the best. And I think that there's just got to be some fundamental changes and some real effort in changing that perception. And hopefully these restaurateurs will be able to continue to staff their stores.
The perception or the reality. I mean, what do restaurants need to do to make those jobs more attractive? How do they get people coming back in?
Yeah, great question. I think first and foremost, before you start using whatever method you're going to use to attract people, you've got to prioritize your people and sort of be known for that. And how do you attract the right people? You've got to make an effort to pay well, offer perks and benefits to people that show that you are a caring employer. You know, create an environment where people are going to learn and grow. I mean, people come into the restaurant industry sometimes very temporarily while they're in school or whatever. So what can you do for them while they're there working for you? Can you teach them something that maybe they can take on with them? You know, are you a culture that really is transparent and you focus on taking care of your people, you put your people first, you communicate well? I think first and foremost, you've got to be known for that. And that's not an easy task, but you've got to put in the effort day in and day out to become that employer.
I wonder if we've carved out the restaurant business as not like other businesses, because what you just described is what we talk about every week. Hey, businesses, if you want to get good employees, here's what you need to do. Restaurants are no different.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And yet I don't think we often think of it that way.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, and I think so often, and this is to your point, this is relevant in many industries. So people are just out there trying to find talent and they sort of stick to the same methods that they've used. So first and foremost, you've got to be this employer that people want to work and people want to feel cared for, especially after people have gone through the last year and a half. Like I said, they're reevaluating their lives and they want to be a part of something that's great. They want to feel good about their job. They want to work for nice people. So I think you've got to constantly focus on that. I mean, I talk about this stuff all day long, John, and I have to put in massive amounts of effort into my little company that we have 15 people. How can I create this great company where people want to come to work every day? And then in terms of how do you attract those people, I think so often operators just, they stick to what they know. They place an ad on one online job board and they expect that that's going to get them the same results. And you just have to do so much more than that. You really have to look at your efforts to find talent similarly to the way you would the efforts that you put into finding customers. You know, it's like a marketing plan for finding talent. And if you really focus on that, you talk to everybody, passionately talk about your brand and, you know, you get in front of your customers and you talk to your staff and you really get them involved. If one of the things that I've seen be very successful with some of our clients is they dedicate an internal rock star person. Maybe it's a crew member, maybe it's an assistant manager to focus on the recruiting effort. You know, put that time in every single day. So often, you know, people have needs, but they don't have enough people. And so it's kind of like you can't get the traction. If you find somebody that's good at that, they talk to people, you know, align them with that, and then you will start to get traction. There's a lot of businesses out there in the world that are relocating or are closing. How about you reach out to those businesses and find out if they have people that maybe are looking for employment, you know, and you know, take that effort, get involved in schools, you know, be very quick to respond to candidates. The days of, you know, getting a resume or an application and calling on them 2 weeks later, those days are gone. Yeah. And so one of the things that we're doing, my husband is a Dunkin' Donuts franchisee, and one of the things that we've seen be very successful during this whole staffing shortage is to, we've switched to a text to app way to apply. So the candidates are getting a text message and we're able to get them into the restaurants much more quickly. And that's been very, very successful.
Carrie Luxem is the founder and CEO of Restaurant HR Group. Listen, find out more by going to restauranthrgroup.com, restauranthrgroup.com. We've got more questions than we have time today, Carrie. Let's have this conversation again another day, but thanks so far for the help.
Thank you so much, John. Have a great day.
12:58 on the Business Lunch.